my motivation will never drop, right? The second I don't feel I can be in the best team in the world, I'm not going to play. That's similar as that. So waking up and grinding. One thing that has hurt me the most in Vitality is probably that since we moved to online, I could feel the eagerness. Like you say, I feed up crowd. I've loved to play in front of crowd. It just gets me into a special zone. The structure I have at LAN, all that kind of stuff I have developed over many years of playing professionally. Coming online, when you start losing, you play too much. Like, obviously, I think during this year, I've been burned out every single day. But I'm just trying to grind through because I know once you get to LAN and you've done everything you could to grind so hard, then I also know the results is going to come because I think coming on LAN just turns something inside me to something else, you know? I feel the atmosphere, even though it's only studio event, it doesn't really matter at this point, I think. Just seeing my teammates, having interaction with them, seeing how they are next to me, how is the mood, all that kind of stuff. So yeah, it's been really tough for me at least to transform what I've been used to on LAN to online. And to be honest, this reminds me so much of 2004 when I played online all the time. It's fun, you want to grind, but at some point you realize after many years that the only reason I actually play Counter-Strike is to play in front of a crowd. Like, I never thought it was like that, but I really feel like all the time you invest 12 hours a day, it's only for that one moment where you're on the stage, where you want to feed off the energy of the stadium and stuff like that. So obviously I've been working on that for a long time now, 1.5 years to kind of have the right mindset for online. But hopefully we get back to normal now and end of the year, maybe have some small stadium events. That's at least what I hope because this is tough times.
Thank you. Elke, can I have a quick follow-up?
Yeah, go ahead.
Finn, you as a captain, do you feel that our transfer into the online hurt international teams in the most way possible comparing to the mono, to the single national teams, like, or single language teams, like Navi, etc.? So do you feel that... Sorry, my cat. Oh, it's just gone crazy. Sorry, guys. So maybe do you feel that this presence, what you've just spoke for, is something that you most needed in international roster?
First of all, a very cute cat, by the way.
Sorry,
but, it's very cute. But I mean, in some way, yes. I'm not gonna sit here and say international team doesn't is like. Like all the national teams have advantage, right? But let's have one thing clear. I've been playing both in mouse and face. Boot camps was not possible at any moment. It's a headache when we try to do it. There's so many restrictions. I remember we had a boot camp for Les Cologne in mouse sports. A few days before the tournament, Voxy couldn't come. Like the motivation instantly drops there for a second that you are not finally not together as a team. So yeah, we had a boot camp in Serbia. Like the best boot camp, but we needed to see each other, right? It's so strange to play in a team and you haven't really interacted with the players in your team at all, you know, as teammates. So I think the disadvantage has been that we could not boot camp as internal teams as frequently as other teams like Gambit living together, Heroic playing from office, right? So maybe there's a little bit there, but besides that, I think it's fair for everyone, right? It doesn't change much if it's online or LAN with communication and stuff, but definitely the boot camp and having this synergy outside the game has definitely hurt the international teams over this past year.
Thank you very much.